This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 1903 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Times Online, February 6, 2003, with the headline, Calls to Canonize Rasputin Threatens Russian Church Split. A campaign to canonize the mystic priest Grigory Rasputin and the murderous Tsar Ivan the Terrible is threatening a schism in the Russian Orthodox Church. The campaign is being taken so seriously by the Orthodox Church that last week a group of about 100 theologians met in Moscow to discuss ways of coordinating opposition. Sergei Chapnin, one of the chief organizers of the conference and editor of the church newspaper Tsarkovny Vestnik, said these people are trying to rewrite Russian history, to mythologize the figures of Ivan the Terrible and Rasputin. It works against the unity of the church. This is the path to a schism. At first sight, neither Ivan the Terrible, crowned as the first Russian Tsar in 1547, nor Rasputin appears to be an obvious candidate for sainthood. Ivan murdered thousands, including many priests. Rasputin's drunkenness and sexual debauchery helped to discredit the autocracy at a decisive moment in history. In the last days of the Romanov dynasty, there were concerted efforts to dislodge him from his position as confidant to the royal family. He was said to have been particularly fond of threesomes involving himself and a mother and daughter. He was murdered in 1916 and dumped in the Neva River in St. Petersburg. One of the leading figures in the movement to have Rasputin and Ivan the Terrible pronounced saints said that they had been much misunderstood. Konstantin Dushinov, editor of the St. Peter's Rus Pravoslavnia, said it is a myth that Ivan the Terrible was a cruel and terrible ruler. It is a lie. He only killed about 3,000 people, and most of them were criminals.
Dave, I found this piece interesting. Number one, being a former Roman Catholic and Thomas Aloysius McMahon, there's a few saints right there. So sainthood and all of that is something of I find interesting. But more than that, when I was in college, I did a paper on Rasputin.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was as depraved as anybody you could find, mm-hmm. let alone how bad Ivan the Terrible was. Why would you call him Ivan the Terrible? Except he's terrible.
Yeah, but he did give some remarkable advice to the Romanov family.
Yeah.
Sometimes he seemed to have some insights. But anyway, Tom.
Sainthood.
Right.
Same what about it?
The Catholic Church does the same. Now, isn't it odd? The epistles are written to the saints at Corinth, to the saints at Ephesus, mm-hmm. to the saints at Colossae, and the Bible tells us that every Christian is a saint. That simply means sanctified, set apart to God, and we should live holy lives. But that's not Catholicism, the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. Maybe you've been dead. Well, how long has Rasputin been dead? Quite a few centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get voted in. Congress of Cardinals takes a vote. Then somehow you get
Well, you have to be beatified.
Go through a process, prayers
have to be answered. So here we have another problem, prayers to the dead, especially a dead Ivan the Terrible and Rasputin.
And eventually they decide to make you a saint. Now,
how do you know these are in heaven, by the way? How do you know any of the saints that we've... or not we, but that have been canonized or beatified. How do you know they're in heaven?
Good question. Some of them should still be in purgatory, according to the Catholic Church. But, Tom, it just isn't biblical. It's a tragedy. And they're elevating human beings to some status because sainthood for the Catholics or the Orthodox Church is some special status that does not exist in the Bible. I defy anyone to find it. In the Bible, it doesn't exist. But we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Every Christian is sanctified, set apart. We've been sanctified by the blood of Christ. And the scripture even says, Hebrews chapter 10, that's a good verse for the Calvinist, that a person counts the blood of Christ by which he was sanctified an unholy thing and tramples upon it and so forth. Hebrews 10 also begins talking about the sacrifice of Christ once for all, and you get down to, I can quote it, but when I start, instead of quoting it, if I start to look it up, then I have problems. Verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. You look up the word sanctified. And you find that every Christian, everyone who has put their faith in Christ, is a saint. They've been sanctified, set apart by God to his service. There is no special category of people who are named saints, who are elevated to this so-called position or office or whatever it is, sainthood, after their death or even before their death. That this happens by the church. And Tom, it is just another example of the way that the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church both refuse to go by the Word of God. Mm-hmm. They have traditions that they have set up, and they put tradition on the same level as the Bible. The problem is the tradition contradicts the Bible, then they go by tradition.
Dave, my experience as a Roman Catholic, praying to saints, being involved with saints, continually displaced Jesus. Your focus, your attention, things you would ask for, going through the saints, put Jesus way on the back burner.
It's not biblical. And search the scriptures daily. Look, we're not trying to badmouth Catholics. We're not trying to upset the Orthodox. All we're saying is, what is our authority? Go by God's word, not by what some man has said, no matter how elevated he has become in the church hierarchy.